Bruce Springsteen pleaded guilty this past Wednesday to charges that he imbibed alcohol at New Jersey's Sandy Hook National Recreation Area, despite knowing it was prohibited. This came after federal prosecutors agreed to drop charges that the boss was operating a vehicle under the influence and driving recklessly, which they said they would probably not be able to prove. Statement from an assistant U.S. attorney. The evidence we reviewed indicates that after the defendant's arrest, he submitted to a breath test at the ranger station, and his BAC reading was .02, which, as the court is aware, is well under the legal limit of .08. Noting that the prohibition of alcoholic drinks at Sandy Hook was 2 years old, noting Springsteen's otherwise clean criminal record, the judge sentenced Springsteen to pay a $500 fine and $40 in court fees. Also, Jeep announced that they will go back to running that ad from the Super Bowl that you saw with Springsteen. Statement from Jeep, as we stated previously, we paused the commercial until the facts were established. Now that the matter has been resolved, we are unpausing the film. You remember, that was the Super Bowl commercial that got the Trump cult members all upset. Why? Well, where most people saw the commercial as being a message of unity and healing, the paranoid Trump cult members saw it as an attack on their savior and their master. These are obviously the same people on January 6th when they looked at the U.S. Capitol, either saw a practicing of the right of protest in the First Amendment, or saw Black Lives Matter and Antifa attacks. Now, since Trump, Josh Hawley, and Ron Johnson, among other kneeling before Trump political hacks, are still spewing all that, why should the cult members be expected to drift toward anything resembling rational thought?